the night. Can we start again?
I know, this is perfect. This is perfect. She doesn't even know what to do with herself.
All right, good evening. It's Dr. Sarah. We're in the sack, and tonight we have Steve Dakota Hafiz from
ProfessionalMatch.com.
He just started that website, and it's about making matches with a matchmaker. Yeah, Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, connecting singles with matchmakers. I've been in the online dating space working for Match.com, SinglesNet, and been in there for the last 8 years, and you know, things are moving more towards online personal touch just because
there's nowhere to meet anyone.
Yeah, the online side of it, you know, it's one of those things, right? Yeah. Online dating is one of the verticals that the companies succeed on failure, right? Because if they do too good of a job of matching people, then they don't need
it. There's no more Match.com.
So it's one of those weird things. So yeah, we started ProfessionalMatch.com within the last month, and it's great. You can go on there, register, and the way we do it is we filter depending on where you are from a zip code standpoint, and we have local professional matchmakers across the country.
All right.
In this way, so you go on there, you fill out a lead, you get.
Well, let me ask you.
Go ahead.
When I, the SAC creator.
Yeah, you need a lot of help. So the fact that you're still single means that you need a lot of help.
I don't know if that's an insult, people, or a
it's compliment. Definitely an insult. It's not a compliment. There's no girl that's going
to
walk
so
in here.
So if I come to your website,
yeah,
and I'm going to go on your website, like, who's matching me?
Depending on where you're located, and since you're here, you could be in Florida because you just got back from Florida.
Do you love my tan, by the way?
She has no tan. Who goes to Florida for a week, takes a break out of December in Boston, and doesn't even go to the beach? Did you even make it to the beach?
We couldn't go to the beach. It was really cold, cloudy.
I was golfing in 35-degree weather today. I'm sure you could have gone to the beach
because
in 65-degree weather.
Because only jack wagons would go out and golf in 30-degree
no
weather.
No way.
Jack wagons.
You gotta love it.
Yeah. You'll never get me out there. 70-plus in a skirt, baby.
70-plus.
All right, back to me getting matchmade. So what are they going to do for me, the SAC creator?
I don't think you'd even need any help because you got the SAC app. You've got everybody that's pretty much single going to be using the SAC app.
Yeah.
So you could pretty much have your own little matchmaking little app going on there, right?
For myself, though?
Yeah, for yourself. Just think of how all these, you know, because you have a photo option on there, right? They can upload a photo.
They can put a photo on
there. So you could have, like, people rate the photos, and then you can kind of scan there and go, hey, I'm Dr. Sarah from the SAC app.
I think they would like my photo from our Twitter at the SAC app. I think I look good on that one.
Do you have a tan in that one?
No, there's no tan. Well, maybe
spray
a semi.
Tan? Spray tan, maybe?
No. We don't even have a tan going on then.
No.
But anyway, all right, so a matchmaker's going to do what for me? I'm high maintenance.
First of all, the matchmaker would call you and pre-qualify you.
Okay. Can you get shunned by the matchmaker?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They can decide that they want to take you.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, if you drug abuse, you know.
All right, well, I don't have that.
You know, maybe you're you know, there could be a lot of things wrong with you. For one, going to Florida or not going to the beach. That's one thing that's wrong with you.
Or golfing. I never even got on the golf course.
So anyways, they would go through a pre-qualification, and then you would tell the matchmaker a little bit about all the interests, who you're looking for. They would go into their database and say, hey, you know what?
Do they have tall, dark, and handsome?
They might for you. But I don't think the tall, dark, and handsome guys are going to want you.
Why?
I don't know. Because
You're probably right.
Because if the tall, dark, and handsome guys want you, you wouldn't be single right now.
I feel like I'm getting insulted on my own.
You have to.
Yeah, all right.
You got to be good.
So I go on and I put on tall, dark, and handsome.
Yes. Well, that could be one of the features that you wanted, right?
Okay. All right.
You know, and then, like I said, you would meet with the matchmaker. They do background check, make sure you're not, you know, some.
I'm literally a doctor.
Well, they might check you anyways. You're a little doctor. You are a doctor.
Yep.
Anybody that could be behind the pharmacist counter is a doctor.
Or a sexologist.
So anyway, I want to know what you did during the day in Florida today. That's what I want to know.
So I stressed out about how I was getting picked up at the airport.
Yeah.
He was on the golf course and wouldn't pick me up.
It's crazy.
So that's what I did, and we went to lunch. I feel like maybe we should jam out. It's getting louder by the second.
I know, right?
Yep.
Who's here a DJ? Is Diplo here tonight?
We're here with
Diplo. Hardwell, I think they were performing tonight, right?
Avicii. We got Avicii tonight. Get down to the greatest bar if you're watching. Avicii's here. Well, anyway,
Pretty good. Continue
on about, so don't you think, like, after the fact of dating,
yeah,
a great place would be to put what you did on the date in the sack, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, this is like the anti thing. You had, you know, you were speaking with the guy from Ashley Madison, right?
Yep.
Who is about cheating, and we're trying to put people together. You know, it's like the
We don't discriminate.
No, it's like the George world from Seinfeld. They're colliding, right? Uh-huh. You've got the cheaters and you've got people that want real relationships.
They really do want a relationship. Yeah. And I'm definitely more pro that. But yeah. Noel really does have a great business plan going on over there in Ashley Madison.
So basically, in a nutshell, people use Uber to connect with drivers. People can go to professionalmatch.com to connect with matchmakers. That's all. It's personal touch. Instead of you having to go through all those photos online and having guys send you back likes and everything that are probably not who them. Because you never know who you're talking to.
A lot of my friends that go on dates, they don't turn out to look like or anything. It'll be a photo from 2 years ago.
Well, tell me about it. I mean, you tweeted your photo out, and I'm like, wow, I definitely got to come do the show. And then I get here, and I'm like, it's nothing like the photo.
Yeah.
I mean, this is insane.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's funny. It's all Photoshop.
With no tan.
No. You know what? Going into the new year, you're going to probably get a lot of business coming up.
Actually, right after Christmas, it's funny. December is one of those months in the dating space, whether it's online or offline.
Right.
People don't want to actually connect during the holidays.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to have to worry about gift giving,
right,
showing up at meeting new parents, etc.
Especially if it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
So for
those 3 weeks leading up to Christmas, it's like a dead period in dating. And then all of a sudden, after Christmas, beginning of New Year's Eve, between then and Valentine's Day, it's the best time of year for online dating and offline dating.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're coming into peak season.
We are. And now, where can people go to sign up in the services? Is there a fee associated with it?
Well, there's no fee to sign up a professional match. So
there's a very handsome
my boy
man
SJ. So I walk in like the world's a client, and you know, and I'm in the day.
This is
good to see you.
Same here, SJ.
Welcome to Dirty Water. Hi. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't even know where I was anymore.
What a stud. You were talking about how they can go to sign up.
Oh, right. So actually, there's no fees to sign up.
Okay.
All we're doing is connecting you to the matchmaker. Now, depending on what type of level of service that you might want from the matchmaker, introductions, then there will be a fee involved.
Okay.
You might also go there and say, you know what? I just want to be maybe passively in your database. And if you have some really great guys, tall, dark, and handsome, call me. Dr. Sarah's available. That's what it will come down to.
Oh,
that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Speaking of New Year's, the SAC is going to be at the House of Blues with Chris Harris Productions, and we're really excited. It's going to be a lot of people going. We're trying to get a lot of people down there. So if people want to know more about the SAC and have a good time, don't you think that's going to be a great night? Maybe you need to come and hang out and drink with us.
New Year's Eve. I usually don't go out on New Year's Eve because I call it like amateur night, right?
We're not amateurs at the House
of
Blues.
I know. Exactly. So you know what? This New Year's Eve, I actually might get out.
Maybe you need to come down to the House of Blues with me.
Yeah. Maybe. I'll bring some tall, dark, and handsome guys for you.
We'll promote some. There'll be a lot of those, but I don't know if they're going to be into me. So we're going to head to commercial. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're in the sack. Are we at commercial?
Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line.
all and only the good die young.
Yo, we are here with a game.
All right, so we're going.
I'll be rolling.
All right, so we're going into the Christmas season, and you guys know how, like, the Today Show and everything, they have the top five gifts maybe you should get people. And they have some puzzles, which is kind of lame. I'm going to be serious. That was lame. They had lame gifts and stuff. Well, here at the SAC, we got sex games. All right, so
that's never
one,
lame.
I recommend a Go Fuck.
What's that? Is that even allowed? Does the FCC allow
even
this?
Even a card editing.
We can because we're a podcast.
Oh, okay.
We're out, yeah. So, Jared, would you like to tell everybody what is on the Go F card?
Go F. All right, let's see.
Steve's going to tell us what it's really
all
about.
Are you sure you're doing this right?
It's the first one on top. Is it supposed to be spread out?
No, I think.
Everyone, which camera?
That one.
I feel like I'm on amateur
The kneeling blowfish. Can't see it?
No, that's not going to work.
The kneeling blowfish. This one. Maybe I shouldn't even show the world.
See, we try to bring the tall, dark, and handsome guy over to Sarah, and he can't
sit
follow
down.
Through with
you
it.
You sit down. All right, Dakota.
Yeah.
Tell us how this is played.
All right. From what it looks like, and I've never seen these cards before.
I got them in Florida.
There's some variation of some type of sex position game.
Right. You have to
match
them.
That's like
up.
Go fish. So go.
It's like go fish. You got to match up your cards. Not
right.
Just pick them.
So I think everybody has one of these cards in their hand, basically.
Yeah. Is this yours?
No. Like you play heads up. I think you two should play
heads up.
Heads up.
Is that on one of the cards?
Yeah. And then. Okay. And then there's one variation you can play as war. So if you deal out all the cards, I think.
You
got to
match the colors, and then that you also.
No, it has nothing to do about colors.
Yeah, it's the colors in the thing.
No, it's nothing about colors. Not the game.
It did.
All right, so are we gonna play?
It's like
we're trying to tell people about it.
But these are pretty bad though. These positions I've never seen before. I don't even know these
You've
positions.
You've never seen doggy style before?
I got doggy style too. Oh, shit.
I've got two dogs at my house. I see what they do.
I mean, a hanging flower pot is definitely Jared's favorite position.
Hanging flower pot?
Hanging
That sounds
pot.
Elegant.
Yep.
It sounds like something Queen of England would do.
But then you can basically just do the 69, if anybody can see that.
Look at
Everyone knows that one.
All right. Everybody knows that. Well, anyway.
All I know, this is one of the standing ovation.
Standing ovation?
Standing ovation. Now, that's pretty cool.
I'd like to give a tall, heart, dark, handsome guy that.
I got the bridge gap. You can imagine.
I got a bridge gap.
You did?
Yeah,
see, that's weird. I don't know if we get the same card.
You should have the bridge gap.
Well, back to
there
me.
There we go.
I don't know. Ladies.
This game looks interesting.
So, if you have nobody to play with this holiday season, and you want to play with yourself, we got the finger vibrator.
Oh, man, that's for the naughty girls who
this
get cold for Christmas.
Girls. Yeah, it's like the
This is for the single girls.
This is for the single ladies. Right.
All the single ladies.
And it, you know, it's like a finger fucker. Basically, and it vibrates.
Put it to your mic.
It's the opposite of the cock ring.
You'll hear it.
I actually think it might be used as a toothbrush. If, like, my toothbrush fell on the floor, I might
use
it.
I think if a little kid found that, he might think it's a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Would this fit in
your
mouth?
That'd be bad. That'd be a bad scene.
That would fit in your mouth, yeah.
I know it fit in my mouth. I said your mouth.
Probably not, no.
Oh, man, this show.
These girls.
Actually, that could be something good to, like, to clean in between, like,
yeah.
Like the counters,
like
underneath
like
the sink,
it?
Like, you know,
like
it's
clean, right? Unused,
it's
fresh out the.
No, we just opened this package here.
Fresh
today.
Out the box. Whoa,
this is really weird.
Oh, yeah,
Jared
this
on this
active.
Finger right here
Actually,
is really
Jared,
weird.
Actually, Jared, when you're hooking up with the college ladies, you can bring that into the room.
Oh, just a secret.
This is really
literally,
happening.
I trick up my
life.
Sleeve, just pull it out, and look at
that guy. That'd be a good conversation starter if you actually went out with that at night.
What if I like went up to people and like, do you pinky promise?
I know.
There you go. That's,
No.
It looks
Merry
like it'll work.
That's
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. That's
I don't know what to do with this. I'm going to put it in someone's stocking.
What do you mean? That,
that's
know.
Metaphorical.
Don't
hey, that's metaphorical. This goes in someone's stocking.
All right.
Yo, you actually have dice here, though.
Now we're going to go.
Is it going to vibrate off the table? All right. I don't know how to shut it off.
Jared, you're making.
I didn't want that. You gave it to me, and I don't know. I was overwhelmed.
Anyway, if you're into oral sex, we have the dicey game for you. All right? So, the men get the pink, the ladies get the blue, and you roll. I'll tell you all about the silver one in a minute, but you gotta roll your dice.
Wait a minute, the silver one for Jared? Like, the third man in? It's a third man in silver
wait,
roll.
Well,
man,
we can do the silver
lady,
roll.
The silver must
Jared's
be.
Jared's still trying to figure out the finger thing. Anyway, all right,
it's
ready?
Not meant for me,
go
I know that.
Roll. Mine went too far. Lick lips.
Yeah.
That's, nope, that doesn't win.
That's a good one, I like that one.
Mine says suck penis, so that means I'm actually winning. That
you're winning?
Means I'm
why
actually
is that?
Winning.
Is this most everyone wins?
In the direction.
Hey, everyone
on,
wins this
hold on
game.
A second, hold on
every
a second.
What's up, what's up?
Most girls would think that's losing if you have to do that.
Well, no, in this game, you're winning.
On this show.
Right.
On this,
oh, not on this show.
Because I get to roll the silver dice. And then, after I perform, I get to roll the dice.
After you perform, game's
I can
over.
I can only
game
shake
is
my
over.
Head.
Go to sleep.
No. Then I get. Then whatever I roll, you have to perform. So.
How do you lose
it's
this
man
game?
On top. I'm definitely not losing on this. I am not losing.
Winner,
at
winner.
All. I am not. I don't have
no
to do
idea.
Too much
ding, 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 ding.
Work.
I don't even play craps. I'm a mind dice.
I have to do a little lip action, and then I get that. I'm good to go.
So this is a Christmas game, am I correct?
No, these are Christmas presents that you
presents.
Can buy
oh, stocking
for people.
Games, and you're
stocking.
Stocking, yeah. Right. Stocking yeah. stuffers.
I mean, they had vibrators, and they were $135, but not until I get a good production, like, you know, until we get big money to buy me some big presents
all the,
here.
Either get a big stocking,
the
and you can get more presents. That was the key. You have a big
so,
stocking.
Will you guys be buying your ladies? What game, out of the three, what did you like the most?
Well, definitely not that thing, because I'd have no use for it.
Yeah, like that.
The dice, there's too many of the dice. We'd end up losing the dice. I think the cards, since
I
like playing poker,
I agree.
I'd go with the cards.
That gets, yeah, I guess it looks
because
adventurous.
I think
you can
play,
learn some stuff
like,
with that.
Yeah, because it's
but
like Go Fish.
Figure out the game?
It's Go Fish,
go
Crazy Eights, War.
See. I, like,
but one of the games is War, so you have to keep flipping over.
You can go pearl diving tomorrow night.
See, that's new. That's a.
I've never even heard that.
It's a good. It's a game for learning.
I'm
it's
learning things tonight.
The pearl diving.
Tight and great.
That's awesome.
I feel bad that
actually,
I don't know these things.
See,
actually, in the SAC app too, which is coming out within a month, it's going to have a category where you can put all these kind of positions. So they're actually on there. We have an egg roll and all that stuff. So
egg
since
roll.
You guys don't know what these are and I do.
We're only young. I mean, he's 21. I'm 24. So.
We got plenty of time
right, Dave?
To go.
Dave, 24?
Dakota is high. He's very high right now. But since I'm the sexpert, I mean, why aren't these tall, dark, handsome? I know all these positions.
You know what? Because
anyway,
if I was a tall, dark, and handsome guy, I'd be scared
right
as hell as her. Right? Like, you're bringing out all these cards, these toys.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. You would torture these people.
I'm a hands-on learner.
Can you do a bridge gap,
this doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bridge gap?
Yeah. What do you think
about? No idea.
And you match the colors. Whether half is going to admit it or not. I read the instructions, and he did not. He was drinking. I don't drink.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Kneeling
don't
blow.
Drink.
No, I don't drink.
Kneeling. We all know that's just like a cool slang for an average term.
Yeah.
So that one we all got.
What, the
I don't know if you guys get it at home, but.
What?
The kneeling blowfish? That's pretty self-explanatory.
I've never even heard of the term.
If any of you have any questions, make sure you hit me up at the SAC app. And make sure that you go to our website and on Dirty Water to go to our New Year's Eve party where you can meet me and maybe Hapus and download your SAC app. Make sure you're not naughty. Good night, everyone.
Peace.
Make sure you're not naughty. That's good irony.